So perhaps one of the most challenging things for people on the spiritual path, or just in life generally, is how to master the emotional body, how to get freedom within the emotional body. And I'm here to tell you it's very, very possible with emotional alchemy or the Taoist in-depth psychology that is designed at such a deep level to understand the emotional body. The issue with the emotional body is that it happens so quickly. It's very, very fast. So we need some type of neutral center. It's almost like the analogy I like to give you is like when you're in the midst of your emotional reactions, you know, it's very difficult at that time to have any objectivity. That's one of the things that happens when you're very emotional is you have zero objectivity. You're really just in the throes of something very, very powerful. And it's only later when you start to calm down. And I want to talk about that calming down process because you're actually doing it. You're actually calming yourself down, which should give you a clue to the fact that you're actually also charging yourself up and making yourself very emotional. So the fact that you can actually calm yourself down, you know, and all of us do, we never stay in those very high emotional, you know, overpowering states. We always calm ourselves down. So that gives you a clue as to the secret to this. So the real secret basically is understanding that all emotional patterns are arising out of a chi field. And once we understand that chi field, once we understand the energetic nature of that chi field, then we can start to see that our patterns are actually arising out of that chi field. And we all have a unique combination of patterns. So for example, in my life, you know, my fire energy, the what we call the heart shen, is incredibly powerful, which makes a lot of sense. You know, I'm a spiritual teacher. The fire shen, the fire part of us, the fire part of our soul, is very much connected to our spirit. You know, fire traditionally in all traditions is related to spirit. So as I explained on the introduction to the emotional mastery, the fire energy within us, you know, at the highest we can say the most fast vibration is all about love, is all about feeling a connection and unity of life, feeling like that our love is who we are. That is at its highest expression or its fastest vibrational expression. Now, as that vibration starts to enter into this dimension, it can manifest as impatience. It can manifest as arrogance, as judgment, as being a victim, for example, you know. So it's so interesting to contemplate this, you know, that the part of us that gets victimized is also the part of us that actually is beyond victimization and is totally free. So those of you that know about the Jinkies transmission will understand this, you know, in the sense that these shadows that we're here to embrace, you know, for example, victimization, if you actually don't get caught up in it and don't react to it, but just see it really, really clearly. Oh my God, right now I'm really playing the victim, you know? And instead of creating a story about it, we just see the energy, we see that particular energy, and we realize that there is a deeper vibration to that energy. And it's only because we know what freedom feels like that we actually become a victim. It's quite interesting that, isn't it? If we didn't know what freedom was, there's no way we would understand victimization. So I'd like us all to reverse everything and realize that as soon as we experience something like victimization, the possibility for freedom is always built in there. So once you understand that, you know, all emotion is arising out of a chi field, and it's all arising out of the original, an original feeling of self-love or love, then you start to get some type of mastery because you realize you're creating everything, you know. This is what's really important to understand is that we are the creator of these very strong emotions. We're also the one who dissolves these. It's always in our power. And part of my mission is to, number one, do it with myself. You know, I've had to deal with this my whole life, you know, very powerful feelings. And I'm finally starting to get the freedom through these emotional alchemy practices. You know, I've also been training people, you know, close to me in these, and I'm seeing other people start to have breakthroughs with this work. So it really is emotional mastery, I would say, and it's one of the most important things you can do for your spiritual development, for your spiritual life. Because once you get this piece of the puzzle really figured out, then everything starts to flow much more easier. And you can really start to be an emotional alchemist. And actually, you start to become really grateful for the negative emotions. That's one of the things I've noticed with myself, with my fusion practice, is that I start to become more grateful, because what happens is these negative emotions become the chi that's trapped in them becomes fuel for your spiritual evolution. So I'll say that again. The chi that's trapped in them becomes the fuel for your spiritual evolution. So I'd really like everyone to reframe emotions as being something as fuel and energy for you to evolve, you know. And we really need to drop this idea that our negative emotions or our emotions are somehow the enemy. We have to really drop this idea. We have to really let it go. Yes, they are not pleasant when we have them. And one of the reasons we don't feel good when we have them is because we feel so victimized by them. This is one of the things I've seen with myself. So this is the number one reason why we struggle with our emotional body, is because we really feel victimized by it. And on some level, it seems to take away our sovereignty. It seems to take away our free will. We think that the emotional body is beyond us in some way. And it's almost like no one really wants to admit it. But that's the core thing underneath it all, is this feeling that we are being victimized by our own emotions.